Espresso English Podcast, Episode 52, 12 Phrasal Verbs with Run.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
A phrasal verb is a verb with two or even three words. It's a combination of a verb and a preposition, and each phrasal verb has a different meaning. In today's lesson, I'm going to teach you 12 common phrasal verbs with the word run. Number one, run after. To run after someone or something means to chase or pursue that person or thing. For example, I ran after the bus, but it didn't stop for me. Number two, run around. Run around can mean two things. It can mean literally to physically run around an area. For example, when I was a kid, I used to run around the neighborhood with my friends. Run around can also mean to be very busy doing many things. For example, I'm sorry I haven't had the chance to call you this week. I've been running around between work, school, and soccer practice. This doesn't mean you are literally running between these three places. It just means you've been going very quickly because you're very busy. There is also a noun, runaround. To give someone the runaround means to give that person excuses and bad explanations so that they do not get the information or make the progress that they want. Number three, run away. You can run away from someone who is chasing you or run in the opposite direction from something. For example, the dog is running away from the boy, or everyone ran away from the explosion. Run away can also be used when a child or teenager leaves home because of problems with the family. For example, she ran away from home when she was just 15. Number four, run for. Run for means to try to be elected to a political or leadership position. For example, Mark is running for state senator. Olivia is running for president. Number five, run into. We have a couple different expressions with run into. To run into someone means to meet that person unexpectedly. For example, I ran into my English teacher at the shopping mall. If you run into a problem, that means you encounter a problem. For example, I ran into a few problems when I tried to install the computer program, so I had to call a technician. Finally, we have the expression run into a brick wall, meaning to encounter an obstacle that is difficult or impossible to overcome. For example, the peace negotiations ran into a brick wall when both leaders refused to compromise. Number six, run off. This phrasal verb means to make photocopies. For example, can you run off 200 copies of this report? We can also say run off with someone. This is when a married person abandons their husband or wife and stays together with a new lover. For example, the actor left his wife and three kids and ran off with a 20-year-old model. Number seven, run on. To run on something means to be powered by it. For example, electric cars run on electricity, not gas. Number eight, run out of. If you run out of something, it means you have none left. For example, the car ran out of gas. We ran out of beer at the party, so we had to go buy some more. Number nine, run over. This phrasal verb also has two meanings. To run over something means to pass over it with the vehicle, like a car, train, or truck. For example, she's very upset because she ran over a cat while driving home from work. There's another, less literal meaning to run over, and that is to take more time than planned. For example, the meeting ran over 15 minutes, so I was late for my next appointment. Number 10. Run through. This can mean to explain quickly. For example, let me run through the schedule for the tour. Run through can also mean to quickly practice or rehearse a play, performance, song, or presentation. For example, I'd like to run through the presentation one more time to make sure everything's perfect. Number 11. Run up. This can mean run to somebody or something. For example, as soon as I come home from work, my kids run up to me and hug me. Run up can also be used for spending a lot of money on credit. For example, my parents ran up a debt of $10,000 on their credit cards. And finally, number 12, run with. This is an informal way to say spend time with people, usually bad people. For example, my son's been running with a bad crowd. His friends like to cut class. Cut class means not go to class. So if my son's been running with this group of people, it means he's been spending time with them. Do you want to learn phrasal verbs the natural way? If you want to be fluent in English, then you need to know phrasal verbs. However, most traditional English textbooks don't focus on them. My Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course will teach you 500 common phrasal verbs in the context of everyday dialogues. By listening to and reading the conversations, you'll understand how each phrasal verb is used in spoken English, and there are plenty of quizzes and exercises for you to practice using the phrasal verbs in your own English. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Phrasal Verbs in Conversation. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you've learned something. I'll see you in the next lesson.
If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.